Meeting to order, please. Good evening and welcome to the monthly meeting of the Blair Airport Authority. We regularly meet at 7 p.m. on the third Tuesday of every month right here in the council chambers. Purpose of the meeting is to conduct the Blair Airport business. Meeting will follow the agenda made available inside the entrance door. Also, a copy of the Nebraska Open Meeting Law is posted there and back in that corner as well. If you have an agenda item or wish to comment on an agenda item, please follow these steps. Raise your hand and allow me to recognize you. Step up to the podium. Clearly state your name and address to be recorded by our recording secretary. Direct your remarks to the members of the authority. Please do not speak directly to the other members in the audience. Limit your comments to 3 minutes so others have an equal opportunity to address this body. City of Blair officials that typically attend these meetings include myself, Dave Johnson. I'm the chairman. Marty Rump is the secretary. Dan Hunt, Wes Bedke, Faye Jones. Phil Green is the Blair City Administrator and the Blair Airport Manager. Aaron Barrow is the Assistant Blair City Administrator. Thank you for the interest in the Blair Airport. We appreciate your interest and participation. Could I have a roll call, please?
Dr. Faye Jones.
Here.
Marty Rump is here. Dr. Dave Johnson.
Here.
Dan Hunt.
Present.
And Wes Bedke.
Here.
All members present and accounted for. Let's move on to item number 3 is approval of the minutes from the February 18, 2025 regular meeting. You have a copy of those before you. Any omissions, changes, corrections? There being none, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve that.
Faye Jones, motion to approve. Second, please.
Second.
Second, Hunt, please indicate your votes.
All members present voting aye.
Motion carries. They are approved. Financial reports. Financial reports from February 2025. You have 4 reports in front of you, please. Just a note, we are finishing the first quarter with these, so we're tracking pretty good. But Marty, you got an eye for things. Did anything come to your attention this time?
Maybe just one clarification or question. So when you look at the claims page, there's always a reference to, if it's a capital project or associated with one of our major projects, there's a reference in there that has a project number. So that's kind of helpful to determine what category that might go in if you're cross-checking against the other budget sheets. But so, for example, on the claims, there's a claim for $13,534 from Dix Electric. And I don't have a list of the projects, but it looks like that's associated maybe with the right-of-way acquisition or something. Or is that
that would be with the when we moved the equipment maintenance shed to this new location. We had to bury cable to it. We had to install electrical outlet.
Okay, so that's for the new maintenance shed. Okay. So as far as 2024 3 series, I was just looking at if the project number for that was listed correctly, because it's the same project as like the Midwest Right-of-Way Service and some Olson stuff. So I just wanted to make sure I had that in the right category. So
So I think it's all under the project for the County Road Relocation.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Is there a way to see what those project numbers are associated with?
Yeah, we can send you a copy.
Okay. Yeah. All right, gotcha. That was kind of my only comment on that. As you mentioned, we're like 42% through the year, and our budget is tracking pretty close to that. So If anybody has any other questions or comments, otherwise I'd make a motion to approve the February financial reports.
I'll second.
Motion by Rump, second by Bedke. Please indicate your votes.
All members present voting aye.
Motion carries. Okay, item number five is to consider amendment number one. I'm going to let you coming up here do that.
All right, so this is amendment number one to the agreement for the consulting services with Olson for the Southeast Corporate Hangar Expansion Grading and Storm Sewer Improvements. That was the original agreement title. So this is amendment one to that by adding identification of soil disturbance limits, wetland delineation, the clearing of the ditch south of the new storm sewer outlets, installation of sanitary sewer main, septic tank, and associated drain field, all for an additional not to exceed dollar amount of $27,300.
I have a question on what identification of soil disturbance limits means. Is that soil compaction?
The layman's description or the professional's description?
Is that a soil compaction study or what are we looking at there?
No. Basically, the layman's term, and then I'll let the professional correct me okay. if I say it quite wrong. The concern is there may be some wetlands area in there, and they have to delineate where that line is because there are federal rules and regulations on what kind of disturbance you can do in an area that technically is a wetland versus what's not. So it's all about that ditch area, and they have to come out, identify, they have to send out their environmental specialists, identify whether that really is a wetland area or not, and we can't do certain disturbances in that area that we could if it wasn't a wetland.
At all or only through certain times of the year?
At all. Okay. Yeah, depending on what kind of disturbance you're going to do in that area.
Okay.
Now, I usually like the oops, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that, but I did.
Okay.
That occasionally happens, but obviously our ultimate goal in that area is to remove those tall trees and get that whole area to a point where we can have it mowed a couple times a year to therefore not have to worry about any kind of tree growth going forward in the future.
Okay.
But with the current trees that are there, they have to kind of delineate exactly what areas they can go into and rip the balls out of and take care of versus areas where they're technically supposed to kind of leave it the way it is.
Okay, thanks for the clarification.
Is that good?
Yes, can I add one thing?
Absolutely.
So any areas that it is designated as a wetland, we can drop the trees, you just can't pull the stumps out. So we would cut those down to the ground, treat them with something, but we wouldn't disturb the actual ground around there, so then it can maintain its wetland status.
You tell really I accidentally go to mow over it.
Agent Orange or DDT or what do
you Tordo. You guys accidentally burn it. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
You're on tape now, so.
I'm really clumsy.
Yeah.
Every time I get there, I get this thing in my eye. So, but this again is amendment number one. If you recall, originally we had sought the state funds. This is all funded with the additional state funds. And we had the okay to proceed with the grading and the storm sewer. So keep the distinction between the storm sewer run, rain runoff, and then sanitary sewer. So we had the agreement from the state to proceed with the grading and the storm sewer. But when those bids came in, the bids were so good that we had additional dollars left over. So we went back to the Aeronautics Commission and asked them, hey, could you keep the dollar amount the same? Let us expand the scope of the project. And what we wanted to add into that project then was the ability to now do this, to move forward with the sanitary sewer improvements in that particular area as well, because that would be the next logical thing to put in once the grading is done and once the storm sewering is done, do the sanitary sewer, plus the sanitary sewer laterals and ultimately the
septic
tank. Thank you. The septic tank area. So they did approve that as well as this ditch clearing that's going on as well. So all of that now is included in those state funds, which again is going to be a 90-10?
Yes,
90-10. So again, a great deal for us and very excited to be able to move forward with that. So what this agreement does is modifies the original engineering agreement and bidding agreement so that they can proceed with the final engineering for that septic system, laterals, septic tank, everything that's associated with it, making those delineations that they need to in the ditch areas, and then some minor tweaks in what would be bid, because we have to go out again now for this second bid for the sanitary sewer work to be done, and then we can move forward with the whole project.
So we need a motion and a second.
Correct.
So I see that it says 27.3. That's only for the observation. The actual total is 52.2.
Oh, you're kidding me. Holy
cow.
Where did I pick that up?
Well, I was just going to show you. So the construction was 27.3 and the wetland was 65.
Yeah.
So I think you grab this number. So it's each of these sections.
Just take the lowest number.
I just picked one out of the list. Okay. And where was it? Was there some pull back here then?
No, so they're all okay. Sections.
Okay. So. Yeah, I think I just grabbed it. That was around all of them. All right, so we do need to have what I would suggest, since we've printed it this way, is to make a motion to amend and then vote on that one. So get ready to do something new, Angel.
Okay.
to make a motion to amend with the new dollar amount, and then you'll make the final vote on that. So the total dollar amount should be? $52,200 instead of the 27.
I would ask the attorney in the room, I think it can be easier than that. What we have here is a recommended motion. That doesn't mean that's the motion we have to make. I suggest we make the motion that has the correct amount in it and proceed that way.
Did you publish this?
Yeah, we published the agenda.
Oh, yes.
We did.
But that's the recommended motion. That doesn't mean that that's what we have to do.
Yeah, but you did.
Because we published and it was available for citizens to see the 27.3. So now we'll have in the record that we changed it at the meeting.
Yeah.
We'll do whatever makes the attorney happy.
I would make a motion to amend the amount to the, what is it, 52.2?
52.2. Vote on that, and then vote on the amended.
And then vote on the amended amount. Yes.
But the 27.3 was going to come from the state, so we'll need to make up the difference now?
All of it is getting wrapped up in the overall big project, which still is the 90-10 from the state dollars. So again, it was originally $986,000 that the state set aside. Then we had, that represented the 90%. We've got about $120,000 of local money. So this 52.2, obviously there'll be 10% of that, or $5,220 additional that we'll have to come up with.
And Anna did review this, and she was okay with it, just so you know. Anna did see these numbers, so it won't be a surprise to her to see the 52.2.
Okay.
So for your motion, make a motion to amend, what is this called? Agenda item number 5. To reflect an amount not to exceed $52,200.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make that motion.
I have a motion on the floor by Hunt that it's essentially the amendment as shows up there, but we're changing the dollar amount to $52,200. I need a second.
Sorry to interrupt, just one second. So I was running through these. So the way this is set up, there's several different pages of different scope, and I'm just trying to make sure that that number is actually 52.2. So we have the ditch clearing wetland delineation, that was 6,500. The design phase for sanitary sewer was 15,600. The bidding phase for sanitary sewer was 6,500.
And
then construction phase was 27,300. That was the figure that's on the original. And then there's construction testing, which I'm assuming that's in, the laboratory's Olson, so I'm assuming that's part of this bid. Yeah. That's 7,212. And then the last one is closeout, which is 2,800. So I was getting 65,912.
It should be 58,700.
Okay, I might have missed something
there. The testing is included in the construction phase of the 2073.
Okay, that's already included.
In that 27 number.
Okay.
So you're amending it to 58,700? Is that what you're saying?
One second.
Okay.
52,2 was
58,700. Oh, we heard if the testing's included. Yeah.
58,700. Okay. 58,700.
Wait. Don't read it anymore. I want the person we're going to write the check to. Is it? What's the number?
It is. I missed the bidding phase. Yes. It's 58,7. Sorry.
We almost got a bonus.
You did.
Darn.
I still like the 27,3 myself. Next time she's going to put a subtotal someplace in this document.
Do you want to amend your motion then, Dan?
Yeah, I do.
It wasn't ever seconded, so okay. I think we can.
Motion fails due to lack of a second. So what's the new number?
58,700.
58,700. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we amend the whatever this thing is.
Not to exceed dollar amount.
The not to exceed dollar amount for agenda item number 5, amendment 1, to be 58,700.
Is there any more discussion on that? If there's being no more discussion, could I have a second to that amendment?
I'll second that.
I have a second by Rump. I had the motion was by Hunt. Please indicate your votes.
But I don't think the amendment goes up right now. We don't know how to get it up there. But all members present voted aye.
Okay.
So now you vote on the motion. They got to make the motion.
Yeah, so now we'll need a motion and a second to adopt it as amended.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to adopt amendment number 1 to the agreement for consulting services with Olson for the Southeast Corporate Hangar Expansion Grading Storm Sewer Improvements.
As amended.
As amended to 58,700.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion by Marty, second by Wes. Please indicate your votes.
That was a tough one.
Okay, there we go.
All members present voting aye.
Okay. Item number 6.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is something I think I'm just going to start doing occasionally when I get some of these documents. Every once in a while, we get just a simple notice that comes in either from FAA or from others that's basically a notice saying, hey, if anyone has comments about X particular item, you might want to mention it. I just figured maybe it's going to be good practice for us to just have it on our agenda. There's really nothing for us to do. So what you can see, the wording is, this is just a public notice regarding comments to the FAA regarding the decommissioning of Fremont's runway 14 and the reel, that's the lights that are located right off the end of the runway. So FAA simply sent out this notice to the airport authority saying if anyone has comments, then you can notify them. So that's the attachments in there. It's available for you to look at. It's available for the public to look at. If you would like to make some comments back to the FAA regarding that one way, pro or con, now's the time. Just wanted to let you know about it.
It does not affect us directly.
It has nothing to do with us whatsoever.
Yeah. Unless it starts a precedent. If they want to come after our reels, I'm going to object. And they say you don't need it for IFR. But even in the daytime, there's a lot of VFR traffic that utilizes that. And at nighttime, almost all, would you say, the VFR traffic recognizes that.
Yep.
So no, you don't need it with your glide slope and everything else from your instrument approach, but I think it's a safety thing, and I'd hate to see it go, and I'd hate to see it be a precedent to start taking those out all over.
Yeah, well, then I think that would be a great reason for you to pull it up and look, there's an email in there. Just go ahead and email your comments to that email address, to FAA. But this way it allows you, allows other pilots, if you feel so inclined, you can let others that you know that are based out at the Blair Airport to do the same, just a notice.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, one thing that's different about that one, if I can speak.
Sure.
That is owned and operated by the FAA, so that's why they wanted to commission it. The airport could put in their own if they wanted to and operate it themselves.
Ours are operated by the FAA, are they not?
No, yours are operated by you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How do we get them operated by the FAA?
You don't want to.
Yeah, because there's no little
way to it. Yeah, we don't want that to happen. Okay. Thank you for the clarification, Heather. Reports? Skyworks? Nobody here? Do you know anything forwarded from Skyworks? Okay. Maintenance?
Just a couple quick items. We had a significant repair to the OPD hangar door. There was a gearbox mounted on near the drive belt. And a really cold day in February, got down to like 24 below. The cast aluminum bracket snapped on that thing and left the door open during the 24 degree weather. So we were in a rush to get that fixed. So you probably saw that expense. That was probably the most significant thing that happened over the last reporting period.
Is that outside? What?
No, it's inside. There's a drive belt
okay.
that operates that kind of accordion door.
Gotcha.
And it's up against the exterior of that door, and that really low temperature, that cast aluminum just shattered.
So a faulty piece of equipment?
No, well, it's probably been there ever since the hangar was built, so I'm sure it's been under some strain. But if something's going to break, it's going to break when it's really cold. So
was that American Fence that did that repair?
No, it would have been DH Pace, I believe.
Okay.
American Fence was to replace the push button on the north entry.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the code, key code box, that was probably as old as me, needed to be replaced.
Okay, thanks, yeah.
Looks like we're in for a pretty significant ice event tomorrow.
Yeah, somebody spraying some runway before it gets started, or what?
Again, we don't have anything that's liquid, we just have those pellets, and when the wind's blowing, they really don't work very well. Again, that's been part of Tim's real frustration and concern, is that we ultimately figure out something else to do. It's really difficult to do it right now, but the plan is over the summer for us to investigate exactly what kind of our options are, buy whatever equipment we may need.
But if we're having 70 mile an hour gusts, we're not going to have anybody landing or taking off, so.
Yeah,
and the next
really
day
it's
going to be 60 degrees.
With all of the other storm issues that we've had this winter, we've not really heard any complaints or concerns other than just the uncertainty internally of how do we handle this.
Well, the other thing is both of the products, we're supposed to start off with thunderstorms, and both of them will wash off the runway. We can't put it down till after it turns to snow. And so damned if you do, damned if you don't here.
Well, nobody's going to be there, I don't think. I just can't imagine anybody flying in that.
Airport manager report?
I'm going to go ahead and kind of combine my report with kind of an update on the project. So Heather, you can fill in the gaps on some of this too. One of the big things that happened, obviously we've kept you up to date on since the last board meeting on our progress with purchasing the land that we need for the runway expansion and the county road relocation. So very, very happy with that. The landowner to the north of us there, Mr. Buss, actually came into town, met with us just yesterday. Boy, it seems like a week ago, but yeah, just yesterday. there will be coming out for your signature a minor amendment to that agreement. The way it was put together previously, he had asked for a very large dollar amount of earnest money, and we told him no, that was kind of ridiculous. So we ultimately agreed on $20,000 for earnest funds. That's not changing. But later in the document, there was a clause that if for some reason FAA, with all the uncertainty that's currently going on right now at the federal level, if for some reason the FAA didn't ultimately come forward with a grant for us to be able to proceed with purchasing that land, that we had the ability to back out of this purchase agreement. But the way the agreement is written right now, all of that $20,000 earnest money returns he's able to keep. And doesn't come back to us, even though it's not our fault, if you will. Early on in the negotiation, I was talking with our attorney. I didn't want it to be that way. I wanted us to get all those funds back because, again, ultimately it really wasn't our fault. Part of what we also were discussing with Mr. Buss, though, is the farming of the Peterson property. Because if you keep in mind, the Peterson property always obviously was a separate parcel, but it was always delineated by the trees that were along the fence line. The fence was there. It was very easy to see where the Peterson property was and where his property was. Now all of that's been cleaned up, and as you just drive through there, you can't really tell where is that property line. We could go to the trouble and the expense of having Olson come out every once in a while and restake it and remark it out so that we would treat it separately. Or since this is just the only year that we're going to deal with this, and next year there will be grading going on and eventually that road constructed, and then we'll know that everything on his side of the road, obviously is his property, everything on our side ends up being ours. Very easy to be able to tell what's there. I just had the idea that why don't we just let him farm all of the Peterson property this year as well. But I want all my earnest money back if for some reason this doesn't go forward. I felt like that was a good, you know, negotiation tactic. And again, we wouldn't charge him anything land lease for farming the Peterson property. Just take care of it this year, and then we'll move forward next year. Somehow that didn't get translated through the attorneys. And so the final agreement ended up being the $20,000 that he would keep. But we still had this separate farm agreement that we needed to work out with him. And that's really why he came to town. So in our discussions, he was like, I didn't know anything about that. Why don't we come to a compromise? We'll split it in half. And so if for some reason FAA doesn't go forward with it, then we'll get half of our $20,000 back, or $10,000. He'll keep the other. It's kind of helping to pay for some of the attorney's fees and things like that, his time and compensation. In lieu of that change, we'll just go ahead and let him farm it at no cost this year. Otherwise, we're going to charge him market rate, which would have been about $10,000. And so this way we've got it worked out that we'll get our money back if for some reason FAA doesn't take care of things. So there'll be an amendment to the contract that we'll have drawn up here fairly soon, as long as you're okay with that, and make that one small amendment. Then Mr. Buss will go ahead and farm the Peterson property this year. The drive lane that went into where the snow removal equipment building used to be and back to the Peterson house, all of that rock has been scraped off now by City of Blair employees, piled up kind of closer to the county road. We'll be removing all of that from that field. We have another use for it here in the city, and so we're going to haul it back into town and use it in another way, and that way he's got a nice clean plot that he can start working on for the farming. Removal is pretty much done from all the Peterson property.
Yeah, I met the contractor on site today, actually. And he still has a little bit of cleanup to do, so he's going to fix that up. And I'm giving him 10 days so we can do our final walkthrough so we get that project closed out. Because you do have some extra funds in there that I'd like to get back into your account, so you can use that towards your next part, which is designing the runway.
Yeah. So that'll take clear of all of that obstruction removal project that really started last year in earnest. Then as far as grading and moving forward with the actual road, that would be planned for next winter or even the spring of 26.
It'll either be 2026, spring or fall 26 is our hope.
Yeah. Again, pending all the federal funding and everything else that's going on. So then on the south side, obviously we had the amendment that was done tonight. And so you're kind of anticipating bids
April 9th.
Yeah, April 9th, so it'd be before. So you'll have the bid award at the April airport meeting for, again, the other improvements. It's primarily going to be the sanitary sewer work that needs to be done over there. And then we'll be able to get started earnestly on that project. each month we have kind of an agenda planning meeting, getting ready for this airport meeting. That's usually on a Monday. This last one we had out at Skyworks, actually, and we met with Tim Howder. And so Chairman Johnson was there and Vice Chairman Hunt. Heather was there. It was a really good opportunity for us to, the rest of the staff was there, a good opportunity for us just to kind of have a long-term conversation about what Tim really sees the future now that we can move forward a little bit quicker with that grading and now again, this, even the sanitary sewer being installed on the south side. So the only remaining work to be able to have buildable hangars on those pad sites will be the water, which is going to be on the roadside and not on the kind of the airfield side, and then the taxiways. So figuring out how to pay for the concrete work is going to be the big challenge going forward for us. But I feel like, at least for myself, and I'll allow the two from the board to speak, that that Tim Howder seemed very, very excited about what was happening, how quickly we're moving forward, still continues to be very, very, interested in the development that's going on there at the airport. She was from the previous meeting. So.
is the water that you were mentioning, is that separate from the fire line that we were talking about extending out along there? Or is there a separate water service?
For just domestic service, there's already a 4-inch water line that's out there that they could tie into. That doesn't provide the fire protection that would be necessary, which is what that other 12-inch line that's being designed right now. Eventually, later this summer, that will come back before you for a decision on are we going to move forward with bidding and then see ultimately what that cost is. Tim felt very, very strongly again that having that fire protection flow would really be a game changer. And not so much because of the size of the hangars, there's ways that they can work around that generally. It allows more build out inside the hangars, which is where the fire code then begins to require more sprinkler use. And that just is, I think, a really nice amenity he felt like that many of those corporate hangars would like to be able to have. There's a little bit more build out inside.
He said it would enable them to go to two stories on them if they needed to and still be under the slope. If they went to two stories without the water flow, it would have to be sprinkled. But
So I don't know if you have any other questions on any of those projects, but it's going to be a busy place, north and south.
Do you want to comment on Thursday's meeting?
No. Thursday's meeting, remind me.
2:00 Thursday.
Oh, yes, sorry. I was going to write that down. Yeah, so obviously you've gotten the invitation that the director for the division, aeronautics division, is going to be here at our airport this coming Thursday at 2:00. So invite all of you, if you've got some time, to be able to come out and be able to meet him. He's coming kind of a Dan's invitation to come and visit the airport. He obviously has heard a lot about all the activity that's going on, so we'll show him a little bit about the property as it is currently, expansion ultimately coming both on the north side and the south side. And they've been very, very supportive with everything we've been doing out there, so we greatly appreciate that visit. So it's 2:00 on Thursday, pending any blizzards or other natural disasters.
Oh, you're going to be there?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for the reminder.
Anything else for the good of the Airport Authority or the airport? There being none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Bedke, motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Jones. Please indicate your votes.
Nobody seconds till we sit here all night.
Yes.
All members present voting aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.